سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى is so merciful that for yet another year he has allowed this community to witness a completion of the recitation of Quran. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, none of us would have been here today. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, the earth would not have been created today. But out of His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to know Him and allowed us to believe in Him and allowed us to submit to Him. Have we ever thought that what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us but made us an inanimate object? But He made us animate. What if He made us into an animal? He made us the fish that swim in the sea, the animals that graze upon the earth, the birds that fly within the sky. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us humans. What if He made us humans, but we were from the group of disbelievers? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He made us from the believers. Now what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made us from the believers, He chose to make us from any other qawm, any other ummah? He made us from the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, or the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the ummah of Ismail alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam. What if He made us from any other ummah, but He blessed us with such a blessing that we belong to the ummah of that man whom other anbiya would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a part of his ummah. That we belong to that ummah, that which Musa alayhi salam had begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made dua to Allah ta'ala to make him part of that ummah. We are part of that ummah where Isa alayhi salam, when he will return, he will relinquish his position of being a prophet and he will come back as a leader, but not as a nabi, to our ummah following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our Lord is so great that in this world, in this part of the world where Islam is not the dominant religion and Muslims are not the dominant citizens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established institution after institution, home after home, masjid after masjid, where we are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ Our Lord is so great that when we sit here tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in a community where there are different faces. Some are colored white, some are colored black, some are colored yellow, some are a lighter skin of brown, some are a darker tinge of brown. Some speak with an accent, others speak with another accent. Some are tall, some are short, some are sick, some are well. Allah Ta'ala brought us all together. There is no differences for us because we came upon the kalima of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. Our Lord is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into a city that is known for its brewery. Its teams are named after its brewery. Yet we sit here tonight celebrating the praises of our Lord, reciting the Quran until we reach the completion of it. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ Our Lord is so great that just last year there were fewer masajid in this city. There were few masajid at this time last year in the city, and now we have yet another masjid. After last year, there was yet another masjid that opened. Constantly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up His homes here so that we can raise our children, we can raise our families in a body, in an institution where we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Lord is so merciful that He put us into a country where, despite the fact that we are not the dominant religion, and we have no people from our background in power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established such that even though the heads are not of our religion, we have safety and aman to pray and worship as we will. We have people who may not agree with our faith, but they are out circling the parking lot and circling the block to make sure that we are here with safety. We have people in our own Muslim countries that have a ruler who's Muslim, followers who are Muslim, governments who are Muslim, and yet they are unable to pray to the Lord the way they want to pray. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Our Lord is so merciful that some of us came off of surgery. Some of us had experiences where we almost passed away. Some of us, we don't even know we were driving a few seconds to the left, a few seconds to the right, an earlier brake, a later acceleration. We could have been annihilated by another car. Something could have gone wrong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us whole and sound here tonight to be able to worship Him and witness the completion of the recitation of His words, which He bestowed as a gift upon our ummah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And so we sit here tonight recognizing the efforts of the teachers of a few young men who have been able to stand up night in and night out. And we recognize the efforts of those young men as well. And we recognize the effort of the parents who put forth their heart and soul to be able to help these children reach their goal of becoming Hafiz of Quran. We look at the mothers who are able to sleep, spend sleepless nights, fathers who spent sleepless nights, so we can gather one day to be able to see their children read Quran. What a beautiful night this is. What a beautiful ummah we belong to. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبُّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Our Lord, glorious and exalted is He, has said in the Quran, in the very first verses of Revelation, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. Read in the name of your Lord who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ عَلَقْ. We're made from an insignificant thing. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينَ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Was there not a time when mankind, in the whole history of time, when we were such a thing that we were not even worth making mention of? We were not even worth making mention of because we did not even exist. And today we sit today being able to recite the words and praises of our Lord. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And we sit here recognizing the verses that we recited tonight that began the whole process. The beautiful revelation that came down from the beautiful angel, from our Lord, the most beautiful, to our beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he took that message upon his shoulders and spent sleepless nights and countless days fighting aggression, countless days fighting people who wanted to see him wiped off the face of this earth, so that one day he'd be able, along with his Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to plant the seeds in the soil of our lives that we can see sprouting forth. All of us who sit here today holding on to the Quran, following it as it is our words of guidance. And yet when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He finishes those five verses, which were the initial revelation, it wasn't a complete surah revealed. The initial revelation were five verses. Later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revisits the surah and begins to add more, until the surah finally is complete in 19 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions after saying, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. That is the revelation, the initial revelation that brings the most beautiful gift to this world, the hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the deen of al-Islam. But then when Allah ta'ala revisits the surah and sends verses later to be added on to complete the remaining 14 verses, He begins with such a proclamation that the limbs begin to shake and the eyes begin to weep. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cries out to all of humanity and shows up that verily mankind, despite the gifts Allah ta'ala mentioned, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ, that we read in His name, that we are created مِنْ عَلَقْ, that we have a Lord who's akram, that He taught us بِالْقَلَمْ, and He taught us مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. And why do we become like this? أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. We find ourselves to be self-sufficient. Allahu ghani wa antum al-fuqara. For some people, they flip the paradigm around and they consider themselves to be self-sufficient. Kalla inna al-insana layatgha. Ar-ra'ahu istaghna. Don't they realize inna ila rabbika ruj'a, that one day we will take a journey back, that this journey will continue the process that we began millennia ago in alam al-arwah and continue through the cycle we went through. Yawm al-alast, we came into the wombs of our mother, we were brought into this world, and then we go into the grave to be raised in the hereafter. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. My dear brothers and sisters, I wrap this up. I want to remind all of us that we are at the mercy of our Lord. And what greater hope can we have than within the hope of our Lord? But we have to also recognize, as we sit here on this 28th night, with perhaps one or two nights remaining in this blessed month of Ramadan, that the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of Shawwal. The Lord of the Ramadan is the Lord of Dhul Qa'dah. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of Dhul Hijjah. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of Muharram. He is your Lord and He is my Lord. He is our Lord outside when we pray, when we don't pray Tarawih, and inside when we pray Tarawih, outside this month and inside our month. He is that Lord that gave us everything we have. Yet He cries, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ. He cries out, He reveals, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَكْ. May mankind be destroyed. How ungrateful he is. فِي أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. From what was he created? Min nutfa. From this thing. Lam yakun shay'an mazkura. It wasn't mentioned, and even in polite society, we don't even mention it today. Min nutfa. Khalaqahu faqaddara. That he then took us from this nutfa, and he created such that he apportioned us, and he made us equal. I was in Zambia last year, at this time I was in Zambia, and I was ending my studies there. And in Zambia, I remember a day I will never forget. My son had become very sickly, had become very ill. And to find a hospital, it's not like this. You go to the neighboring hospitals, sometimes there are just huts. You have to drive a distance away. And when you arrive there, what happens when we arrive to try to figure out what is going wrong with him? When we were leaving, a young boy came to my door. A young boy who seemed able, whose mother spotted me from the side of the road, and she sent him over to me. I did not have small bills. I did not feel like this young boy should be getting such large bills. So I told him, today I have nothing for you. And as I began to drive away, another lady came from my right. She was missing half of her face. Osman, where are you? Osman, he remembers this. There he is. She was missing half of her face. She was missing one eye. Her face was turned to the side. Her mouth was on her right side. Her teeth were jutting out to the right. She had nothing on her left. She had no left arm. It stopped at the elbow. And she came speaking in a tongue I could barely understand. But I knew the universal language of need at that moment. And it did not matter what bill sat in my pocket. My heart felt it should go to her. Then she said the most heart-wrenching words I've ever heard. She said, Jazakallahu khair, in a mouth that could not function. While I sat in a car, being protected from the elements, turning away a child in need, driving when others have to walk, with two eyes that function, with two more on top of them to give me deeper function. And there she stood saying, Jazakallahu khair. She said, Jazakallahu khair. She was a Muslima. She was my sister in the deen. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَكْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. My brothers, my sisters, we have been blessed in ways we can never imagine. We have been blessed with functioning bodies. We have been blessed with functioning families. We have been blessed with functioning facilities. And we have been blessed with functioning hearts to be able to accept this deen. As we end these next two nights, I make one request to Sa'ad and anyone who sits by Sa'ad right now, that the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of every month, and He is the Lord of every year, and He is the Lord whose home we sit in today. And I want you to look around to see the amount of people who have come to listen to the completion of our Lord's words as were recited beautifully by our Qurra. What do we see? we see Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with gift after gift after gift. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What gift shall we deny? What sign of His greatness and mercy shall we deny? He is our Lord outside of this month. So I ask Sa'd first, and I ask those who sit near him, and all of us present today, that this month when it ends, do not let our relationship with our Lord end. You have stood up at night until your feet have cracked and blistered, fulfilling a sunnah. The nights outside of Ramadan call for your presence as well. You have given so amply that masajid have been able to function on your giving, but people call out for help after the month of Ramadan. You have come and made an empty house filled with life and excitement. And this house will continue to call out to its believers when it says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us here from His mercy, benefiting from each other. You have something I don't have, I have something you don't have, and we share together to grow. So outside this month, continue to be believers. And when you see me, ask me, have you continued that vow that you asked us to take that day, where we remember that the same Lord exists, and we continue to need to worship Him outside the month as well, because we are ghani, we are faqir, and He is ghani. With this, I'm going to close. It is a special night, it is not my night, it is your night. All of you have invested in this community. And as we speak of investment, I'm going to call upon you once more. The house of Allah works on the will of Allah, and the Mashiach of Allah goes to the conduit of human beings. He calls upon us to receive the good deeds through which we benefit ourselves, and He rewards us in the hereafter, and we benefit ourselves through what He provided for us anyway. Tonight we have a target that we want to reach, and we need all of your help, and I know you're tapped out. I've sat in many of those moments where people want to give. You could feel their heart wanting to give, but their hands realize there's nothing left inside. But I ask you to dig deeper tonight. Dig deeper tonight and go one level lower in your pockets, recognizing that it is that Lord that we are giving to His home, the one who made our children huffaz, the one who gave us health, the one who gave us wealth, the one when we were starving before iftar, gave us satiation after iftar. So I shall begin tonight by turning to all of you and asking that we purify our intention. We ask to do this for Allah and Allah alone. That we forgive, that we ask Allah to forgive the speaker. He has nothing. He is empty. But to bless him with some ability to reach our hearts so that we can continue to support this and other organizations, but specifically this one tonight. We begin with a large number. One that perhaps Allah Ta'ala has given you tawfiq and capability to have and tawfiq to give away. We ask, are there any brothers who can stand up or sisters below? Gold is selling very high nowadays. And the husbands are sick of paying zakah in the nicest way possible. Is there anyone who can say, tonight I will begin by giving this masjid the ability to function by Allah's tawfiq and will? $25,000. So anyone who will say, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to dig deep, and I'm going to work harder to give my kids a return to their funds that I'm taking for, to replenish it for college, but they're still 6-7 years away, $25,000. This is not the time to reach up or scratch. I know some of your names. Hafiz Saab, you didn't stand up at that moment. Anyone, $25,000. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Make the intention, if it was with you, you would have given it. May Allah reward you for your intention. We come down one level, and we turn, we look at ourselves, and we see, my Lord who fed me when I was young, my Lord who fed me through my mother, my Lord who fed me through food, my Lord who will feed me in the hereafter, that Lord who sustains me for His home, can I give $10,000? Is anyone ready tonight to give $10,000? To be able to expand this facility. We have an entire section there that is left untouched. We have the upstairs floor that needs to be remodeled as well. Can anyone here go and part with $10,000 to be returned later on with the halal return that Allah Ta'ala gives in the hereafter? Anyone, $10,000? Sadie, don't scratch your head. Alhamdulillah, no problem at all. Are there brothers and sisters today who can say $5,000 is what we're willing to give? That we will reach deep in these last days and nights. We have one to our right. Can someone match him? Can someone match him from this group? Another $5,000 for the sake of Allah. Can I have someone who will look deeply? Is that a second hand over there? Can I look deeply and someone say, I'm going to match him? Get this to a round number of $10,000. Is it $5,000? Not round enough. Anyone who can say, I'm going to pinch a little more this year, work maybe a second shift if necessary, and replenish the account that I'm giving for Allah before He replenishes my account in the hereafter. One more hand for $5,000. Alhamdulillah. We have two. A second brother over here from out of town is coming and giving us from himself. Can I ask the famous statement, three is sunnah. Can we get one more? $5,000 for the sake of Allah. We have a third one over here, another out-of-towner who's come. May Allah reward those in town and out of town, those who can give and those who can't. May Allah accept you and make you from His awliya. You sit here with patience when you have other things to do. May Allah reward you with His highest wilayah. A fourth person who perhaps can say, I'm also going to give. When the madrasa needs some funds, when the schooling needs some funds, when other purposes from this masjid come forth, that they can tap into my $5,000. Is there a fourth person over here? Don't cough right now. Is there a fourth person over here? Licking your lips counts as well. Fourth person, perhaps. No problem, alhamdulillah. We're going to go to $2,500. Can I have 20 people who can give me $2,500? Not me, you can give me that on the side, but this masjid. So I have 20 people who can give $2,500. Can I have one person who will start it off? Is there anyone here who can start with $2,500? Yes, we have one. Is there a second person? We have two over here. Feeding us in iftar and feeding us afterwards as well. A third person who can now make this the three is sunnah claim. Do I have a third person who can give $2,500? Think for a moment the benefit that comes from the institution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established. A school that runs the evening that is trying to expand its boundaries because the 200 kids that are included with the ones who are already in there that are on the waiting list, they're trying to get in. Think of the HIFZ program, think of everything else. Can anyone give $2,500 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Perhaps 20 was a bit high of a number to reach. Can I get a third person here? Alhamdulillah. Can we go 20 people to give $1,000 each? Who say we want to begin strong and end strong? What do we always ask Allah Ta'ala? To make the best of my days the last of my days. So these are the last of our days of Ramadan. Who can begin $1,000 for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for this facility, for this institution? I have one too. I have one over here. Young man from out of town, willing to give to a community that has welcomed him in for this program of i'tikaf. Is there a second person who can now raise his hand or her hand and say $1,000? I have a second person over here, sincere brother who's trying to keep his hand hidden, but I had to recognize him. May Allah accept the sincerity of all of you. A third brother who is sitting here, perhaps who thinks that they are going ahead of me. I want to catch up to them. When they enter Jannah, I want to be with them. A third brother over here who can give $1,000 over here. Muzammil al-Mudathir, turn around a little the other way, a little more, now walk forward, now turn to your left, there we go. Out of town, within Wisconsin, but has come for our program and hopes to now be a part of the community as well. Is there a fourth person who could give $1,000? We have another brother here with the sincerity, keeping his hand low, turning his face away. If someone can help him, may Allah accept all of you. Is there a fifth person over here who can give $1,000? Is there a fifth person here who wants to give some indication, some ishara? Is there? Yes, is the fifth person to my right, being out of town from the East Coast, coming to benefit from our program and leaving benefiting us. May Allah accept all of you and accept all of your intentions, those who can give and who cannot give. Is there a sixth person over here who's looking perhaps at his... Here we go, alhamdulillah, another local we're taking in from inside and outside. May Allah accept all of you. Is there a seventh person who can say, it's going to be rough, it's going to be a pinch, but I'm going to do it because on the Day of Judgment, I want to see the return. I want to be like those people. Another in the back, alhamdulillah. I want to be like those people who were blessed enough to come in front of Salman al-Farsi, and he needed a date seed. They gave him a date pit. They walked away. Some never saw him again. But the mountains of rewards that he will get on the Day of Judgment will be duplicated in their scales. Is there someone else who can give $1,000? Is there another person? We have another person over here, young Hafiz from out of town, representing his father, who has decided he's going to give fi sabilillah. Is there anyone else who's going to give $1,000? I forgot the count, that's 8 or 9. Is anyone else willing to give? Perhaps it's going to mean a few fewer trips to fun times. Nu'man Bhai will be okay. Someone who just says one fewer pizza per month, I'll be able to make it work. One more person who can give $1,000. We have another brother over here who's come to us. And when he's come to us from out of town, Dr. Saab has come to benefit and is now giving benefit as well. Is there anyone else who says, I'm also going to come in town or out of town? I came here a stranger. I'm leaving a brother. I'm going to give for this cause as well. Is there anyone else who says I can give to this cause as well $1,000? Anyone before the silence gets deafening? My ears hurt. Anyone else? You don't go as a former Milwaukee guy who runs away to Iowa and raise your hand halfway. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and accept your efforts. May Allah Ta'ala accept your intentions. You're not yet Dr. Saab, but we'll be coming back to you soon. Is there anyone else who says, you know what? I'm sitting here anyway. I have to wait for the dua. Might as well just give and shut this guy's mouth up. Is there anyone who says $1,000 more? Do we have swipers? Are the swipers? We have the swipers in the back. We have pledge cards as well. We have a child in the back who, I know his father, so I'm going to hope that, I'm not going to call him out, but your son just raised his hand. Anyone else? Okay, we move on. $500 in the back, yes? You're waving at me? No? Okay. Children get me all the time. I don't know if their parents are telling them to do it. Okay. $500. Can we do the 20 for this? We have one. $500 here. Young Hafiz from our community is giving to an out-of-towner who wants to be part of this town, benefiting and giving benefit. A third person, $500. We have another person here from out of town. Dr. Saab comes and taking benefit, giving benefit. To my left, another person is over here. Someone else is saying, you know what? I've gained some benefit here. And if I gain no benefit at all, when I leave from this gathering, my sins will be forgiven. Because it's a gathering of remembrance. My names are being taken to Allah. Might as well take advantage of it. That this donation is going to be multiplied, the multiplication of Ramadan. And that is not merely 70. We don't restrict our Lord. We leave it up to Him. And ana inda dhanni abdi bi, that we have husnul dhan of our Lord, that He will give much, much more than that. Who can else give $500? $500, someone else. Someone else who says, you know what, I will make that sacrifice and I'll give for myself. I do not know your situation and your struggles. You know better. May Allah reward you for even considering it. Is there anyone else who can give $500? See some people combing their hair, some people checking their watches, some people scratching their noses. I don't know if those are signs. In an auction, you would have been caught by now. I'm not going to be that strict. Is someone else going to get $500 for our sake? Alhamdulillah. We have another one here, young Hafiz who just did the khatam. He is willing to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone else want to give? Yes, we have another brother in the back, another brother in the middle, who come from within our own community, who are giving, young bloods giving, hoping to be part of this community for long periods of time. May Allah accept you and reward you. Is someone else willing to give $500 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Cut me on time when you need to. I don't want them to fall asleep. Anyone else? And this time, by this time in Chicago, someone stand up. Dime. Alhamdulillah. I appreciate your adab. Anyone else? $500. Okay, we're going to go down and break it into half. $250. 10 people, $250. We have one to my right over here. Happens to be my brother, but I'm going to hide his identity. A second person. Another person in the back, former student of mine, has come to take and to give. A third brother. We have a brother up here, young kid who wants to recite and lead. May Allah accept him. $250 right up front. A fourth person who can say, let's keep this going. Yes, a brother over here from the community, from the far, far, far outreaches of Sheboygan, has made his way over here and now has continued to give. Another brother here, newborn in his family, but giving to give more hope to new lives that will come to this masjid. Another brother, is there anyone else? Another brother in the back has come to this community, has benefited from it and returned the benefit, and has one of his children graduate from this program as well. Is there someone else who will give? $250. We have another brother here who decided to run away but came crawling back here, and now he's helped us lead this Ramadan. He's also giving $250. Is someone else coming? Another brother here, an aspiring imam, aspiring sheikh, has come from this side of me. You can go see his hand, give him the pledge card as well. Someone else here? $250. $250 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, I'm not asking for repeated monthly donations. We have another brother over here trying to outdo his brother. There's a third brother in the family. I'm waiting for that one to raise his hand as well. Is someone else? Hasha, don't stretch your throat right now. I don't know what that means. Anyone else who wants to raise his hand? Anyone else? One in the back here, a couple days away from becoming Hafiz, taking advantage of time before Hibs and after Hibs. May Allah Ta'ala accept him and all of you. Anyone else? A brother to my right who comes from the high institution of NIU, the Harvard of the central, of the Midwest. He's also giving. Someone else? Someone else, a brother in the middle who's raising his hand, keeping his hand low, but wanting Allah's attention, not our intention. May Allah accept all of your intentions. Anyone else? And now to his right, we have another young Hafiz, or aspiring Hafiz. May Allah accept him and accept all of you. Someone else, $250. 20 times pizzas. That's the only equation I know. Anyone else? $250. I don't know what number we're at, but we'll start off from zero again. We need 20 of those hands. Anyone willing to give another $250? Ooh, I'm feeling those stares. Okay, to in the corner to the side over here. May Allah ta'ala. Oh, subhanAllah. From the one who provides for a pillar of our community, also a pillar of our community, may Allah accept and increase him and his family and all of you. Someone else, $250 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, alhamdulillah. We're going with $100. $100. Can I get 10 quick hands? One young man, his father's at Umrah, wants to come back and give him a surprise of a debt in his bank account. May Allah increase you. Give him more of a debt. A second one to my right, young Hafiz to the right, expiring. Third one in the back, a young child is being held by someone else who's going to help him fulfill this. Anyone else? 4, 5 out-of-towners coming through, in-towners coming through. May Allah Ta'ala reunite this gathering in Jannah with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another brother in the back coming from the East Coast but bringing the winds of generosity with him. Someone else, $100. Another brother from the back, Hafiz from Michigan coming through. Another one from the back trying to match his father. May you both enter into Jannah hand in hand with your entire family without any hisab. Anyone else? We have another brother over here, one of our own locals is saying, I can't be outdone by the ones from out of town. Now the competition's beginning. Someone else. Another brother from out of town. I don't know why he lives in Ohio, but he realized he should have been here instead. Now he's trying to become part of a community with his donation. Someone else. Another brother, may Allah reward him, from those who guide people into parking spots, may Allah guide you into your parking spot in Jannah. Another brother, right behind, trying to compete with his brothers as well, coming from a family who's given to this masjid, continues to give. Another brother, anyone else? Another brother in the back who wants to remain unknown, so I'm not going to call him out. May he always remain unknown in yellow, but in front of Allah Ta'ala may be accepted. Another brother. Yes? Is that a hand? That's a hand right here. A young child on behalf of his family wants to give whatever he can. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. Is there anyone else? $100. Just 20 frappes from Starbucks. Another brother over here who gives day and night to the masjid and now is giving from his pockets. He gives from his sweat, now his pockets. Anyone want to match his efforts? Another brother right here from out of town coming and now giving back to us. Anyone else? Silently he sits, hoping only Allah catches his eye, but I need one of you with pledge cards to catch his eye as well. Mudathir, a few steps forward, towards me. No, see, I'm this way, not that way. Okay, I've been given the sign that someone wants to do my dhabiha, so I'm going to get off of this microphone right now. May Allah accept all of you. Wa akhru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before we begin our dua, I'm going to ask that everyone for a moment close your eyes and reflect at this great bounty Allah Ta'ala has bestowed. A small town in the middle of nowhere eventually becomes populated, eventually grows to be something the world knows, but not because of its deen, because of something else. Then Allah Ta'ala begins to take khidmah of Muslims here, and what began as a small MSA town is now holding various Khatam Qur'ans throughout the month of Ramadan, honoring Huffaz and the families of Huffaz. Reflect on this gift that Allah Ta'ala has given us and how it is imperative upon us to be grateful for Him, to Him.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنبنا ونبوء بذنبنا ونبوء بذنبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب من يحبك اللهم إنا نسألك منك اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة الفردوس بغير حساب ونعوذ بك من النار ونعوذ بك من النار ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أجنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك لا إله إلا الله اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أو الله Verily a group of your servants have gathered here tonight, Ya Allah, in this house of yours that you have established upon this earth, with no other purpose and intention except to hear the completion of the recitation of your Qur'an, Ya Allah. O Allah, your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken, and he spoken the truth, Ya Allah, that we find that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua after the completed prayer and the dua after the completed Quran is accepted. So, O Allah, we are fuqara, Ya Allah. We are your servants, Ya Allah. We come here by virtue of the blessing of your Quran, Ya Allah. And we sit here, Ya Allah, today by the guidance that you gave us, Ya Allah. And we turn to you and we say, O Allah, on this night at the completion of your Quran when duas are accepted, that whatever is in our hearts, Ya Allah, that pleases you, that you accept it from us. O Allah, whatever is halal and tayyib within our hearts, Ya Allah, you accept it from us. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, Ya Allah, please give grant it for us as well. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection in you from, Ya Allah, O Allah, protect us from that as well. O Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah, and we say we are your servants, Ya Allah. We are not the best servants, Ya Allah. We have made mistakes after mistakes, Ya Allah. But out of your mercy, you put us in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. So we come here today, Ya Allah, upon your invitation to come to your home, Ya Allah. And we sit here and we begin to ask the host, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka minka. O Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, as you host us in your home tonight, Ya Allah. We ask of you for all the good, Ya Allah. We seek protection from all the evil, Ya Allah. O Allah, how generous of a Lord you are, Ya Allah. In this world, when someone insults a host, they never invite that person back again. O Allah, how many times we may have angered you, Allah, by not coming to pray, by not giving charity, by not using our eyes properly, by not respecting our parents. Oh Allah, so many times we may have angered you, Ya Allah. Yet you are so generous, Ya Allah, that you opened your door so we can sit in your home, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let this be a sign that you opened your doors of Jannah and let us sit there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let this be a sign that you opened the doors for Jannah for those and let us sit there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us sit together, Ya Allah, as we sat today in the company of one much greater than us, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we look upon you unveiling your face, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our eyes have sinned, Ya Allah. They have seen things they should never have seen, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we ask, Ya Allah, do not hold us account, Ya Allah. Allow these eyes to see you in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have kept company with people we should not have kept, Ya Allah. It is our mistake and we plead guilty today, Ya Allah. And we turn to you and say, Oh Allah, do not hold us accountable for that company, Ya Allah. And let us keep the company of your awliya, Ya Allah. Allah, الصلحاء الشهداء الأنبياء يا الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله let us keep their company in Jannah يا الله oh Allah we live 1400 years after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has left this world يا الله we are not fortunate enough to keep his company in this world يا الله we are not fortunate enough to be like those companions who said whenever they had any worry they just went to his home يا الله and then when they saw him their hearts were content يا الله we do not live in that day يا الله we do not live in that age يا الله we were not given that opportunity in this world ya Allah so we turn to you ya Allah let us be his neighbors in Jannah ya Allah let us be his neighbors in Jannah ya Allah oh Allah let us be his neighbors in Jannah ya Allah we cannot be his neighbors in this world ya Allah let us be his neighbors in Jannah ya Allah oh Allah it is within our society that brothers initially live together ya Allah brothers they live together in the same home ya Allah brothers they spend time together ya Allah brothers they are able to sit together and when they depart they meet again ya Allah that is the nature of brothers, Ya Allah. On one occasion, your Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was weeping. When he was asked, why do you weep? He said, I weep for my brothers. The Sahaba asked, are we not your brothers? He said, no, you are my companions. My brothers are the ones who came after me. They never saw me, but they believed in me. Oh Allah, we have never seen Rasulullah, but we believe in him, Ya Allah. We have never seen Rasulullah, but we believe in him, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, we take his words and we apply them in our lives, Ya Allah. So Allah, count us upon his brothers, Ya Allah. And the sunnah of brothers that they live together, Ya Allah. So let us live in Firdaus with him, Ya Allah. Let us be his neighbors in Jannah, Ya Allah. Let us be his neighbors in Jannah, Ya Allah. Let us be his neighbors in Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we sin by night and day, Ya Allah. We want to leave those sins, but somehow they still creep up onto our limbs, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our intentions, Ya Allah. Forgive us for those miscasted glances, Ya Allah. Forgive us how we misused our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive us how we spoke ill on our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive us how we abused the body that you gave us by sinning with it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you tonight, Oh Allah. And we ask that not only do you forgive us, Ya Allah, that you actually take our sins and turn them into good deeds, multiply them an infinite amount, and place them into our book of good deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are able to do that, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are great, Ya Allah. Nothing is greater than you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, anything that can be thought of and asked, Ya Allah, you can do it, Ya Allah. So we ask, Ya Allah, though we deserve the hellfire, Ya Allah, we may have done things to deserve the hellfire, Ya Allah, we ask you to put us to Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if those who earn Jannah go to Jannah, that is great, Ya Allah. But to show your glory on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah, people like me who have earned the hellfire, Ya Allah, take us out, Ya Allah, and put us directly into Jannah, Ya Allah. Show the world your rahmah and your majesty, Ya Allah, by putting people like us into Jannah, Ya Allah. Show your rahmah out to the world that your ability, Ya Allah, far expands any thought of people, Ya Allah, by putting us into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our families into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our children into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our spouses into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our siblings into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our friends into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put our parents into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put our parents into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they spent night and day, night and day, night and day. They would not sleep just so that we can rest peacefully, Ya Allah. Our mothers' backs would ache and their ankles would swell, Ya Allah. And they would walk around with us in their wombs, Ya Allah. And they did not complain, Ya Allah. They never took it out on us, Ya Allah. Our fathers would work late and wake up early, Ya Allah, just to provide on the table, Ya Allah. They sacrifice for us, Ya Allah. So we turn to you today, Ya Allah, and say we were not good kids towards our parents, Ya Allah. We were not good children towards our parents, Ya Allah. So we turn to you and say, Oh Allah, help us make up for all of the times that we disobeyed them by accepting this dua from us and putting them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Place them into Al-Firdaus, Ya Allah, without any hisab, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we sit here, Ya Allah, and we are sinners, Ya Allah. We admit that we sin, Ya Allah. But we are weak, Ya Allah. So we ask that you guide our hearts in the straight path, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. And guide by us, Ya Allah. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we're living in a difficult day and age, Ya Allah. I have seen Muslims with my own eyes who woke up Muslim and went to sleep non-Muslim, Ya Allah. How the times have changed. Umar radiallahu anhu woke up non-Muslim and he went to sleep Muslim. And our youth today are waking up Muslim and going to sleep non-Muslim, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the world has changed, Ya Allah. We seek your help, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah.
We are weak, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Fulfill all of our desires and wants that please You, Ya Allah. Protect our children, Ya Allah. Protect our children, Ya Allah. Protect our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, that at one point they were so ma'asum, Ya Allah. Do not let this world sink its teeth into our children, Ya Allah. Do not let this world tear our children apart, Ya Allah. Do not let shaitan begin to become the leader of our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have made mistakes as parents. We admit it, Ya Allah. But we ask, Ya Allah, You guide our children, Ya Allah. Oh, the Lord who guided Abu Sufyan, the Lord who guided him, the Lord who guided Umar, the Lord who guided all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the way of this path, those who sought to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, You brought them onto the path of Jannah, Ya Allah. Bring our kids onto the path of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, no parent wants to see his kid sick, Ya Allah. No parent likes to see his kid ill, Ya Allah. No mother or father likes to see his child suffer or her child suffer, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we have a hard time, our heart begins to break when they're suffering in this world from a slight sniffle or a slight cold, Ya Allah, how will we be able to withstand them entering into the hellfire, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, we won't be able to withstand it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we'll never be able to withstand seeing our children enter into hell, Ya Allah. So oh Allah, just save them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You created us, Ya Allah. You can take us away, Ya Allah. And You can for surely put us into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as children, Ya Allah, it breaks our hearts when our parents are hurting, Ya Allah. When we see our parents enter into old age and we know we can't do anything, Ya Allah, it breaks our heart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what will happen if we have to see our parents enter into hell? We can't do anything, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us do one thing for them right now and accept this dua that they do not enter into hell, Ya Allah. Put them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we cannot see them go into hell, Ya Allah. Save them from the hellfire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all the Muslims across the world, Ya Allah, put them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Put them into Al-Firdaus, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You can expand Jannah as far as You want, Ya Allah. Put them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our brothers and sisters across the world, Ya Allah, they've already gone through hell in this world, Ya Allah. They wake up to bullets firing by their ears, Ya Allah. They go to sleep to the cries of their children at night, Ya Allah. Their iftar is just eating the air because they have no food in their homes, Ya Allah. Their Eid is celebrated by wearing the tattered garments they wore for the last 3 months, Ya Allah. They have had to walk away in the desert seeing their children die, Ya Allah. They had to see their houses be bombed and broken apart, Ya Allah. They had to see their parents be killed in front of them and the women in their family raped, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they've gone through hell in this world, Ya Allah. Put them in Jannah in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Alleviate their pain, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we sit on the comfortable carpet, Ya Allah, in these protected walls, Ya Allah, where even non-Muslims treat us well, Ya Allah. And if the AC is not high enough, Ya Allah, we begin to complain, Ya Allah. And they every day and night have nothing going their way, Ya Allah. And they sit there praising You, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what is wrong with us, Ya Allah? Enter them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, every day we walk by and drive by so many non-Muslims, Ya Allah. They are good people, Ya Allah. They are Your creation as well, Ya Allah. Guide them on the straight path, Ya Allah. Guide them on the straight path, Ya Allah. Enter them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Guide them on the straight path, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the tyrants across the world, if You wish, guide them, Ya Allah. And if You wish, Ya Allah, just take away the tyranny, Ya Allah. Whatever You want to do, Ya Allah, to stop the tyranny across the world, Ya Allah. Stop the violence across the world, Ya Allah. Stop the senseless killing across the world, Ya Allah. Stop the violence, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, children are becoming orphans day by day, Ya Allah. They wake up one morning and they cry for their mother, and there'll never be a mother who will reach out to them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant them Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive their sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You benefited us by having our children become Huffaz, Ya Allah. They're in a community where the elders have also memorized at least some or all the Quran, Ya Allah. They stood us and led us in this Jama'ah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make them ja'anna lil muttaqina imama, Ya Allah. Make them the imam of the muttaqin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change their hearts, Ya Allah, and change their lives such that it comes exactly on the path of Your Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, and reward their parents for their sacrifice towards them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this is the month of Quran. We raise our hands and say we have failed, Ya Allah. We have read thousands of pages of medical school books, Ya Allah. We've read hundreds of thousands of pages of English books, Ya Allah. When we sit in front of Quran, for some reason we can't open the cover, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us read the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us enjoy the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us memorize the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us understand the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us protect the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us act upon the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us act upon the Quran, Ya Allah. Let us act upon the Quran, Ya Allah. Let the Quran be an intercessor within our graves for us, Ya Allah. let the Quran stand for testimony for us on the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let the Quran stand against us on the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah, and we say, Ya Allah, when this life comes to an end, Ya Allah, we will go into our graves. Oh Allah, for some people, the graves will be a dark tavern that will crush them inside, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the prayer was tight today, we began to complain. People had to sit out so they could stretch their legs again, Ya Allah. What would be the case of any of us if the graves constrict upon us and our ribs intertwine, Ya Allah? We cannot take that, Ya Allah. So save us from that fate, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the angel of death comes to us, Ya Allah, let us be able to answer his questions correctly, Ya Allah. Let us be able to say, Radina billahi rabba wa bil islam deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyan wa rasula. Let us say this to the angel of death and the angels of the graves, Ya Allah. Let us answer it for everyone, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open for us a window in our graves when we reach there, Ya Allah. Grant us the death of the shuhada, Ya Allah, and the city of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless this institution, Ya Allah. Make it a means and a guiding light for the entire world, Ya Allah. And bless all the institutions, Ya Allah, and all their leaders and all their followers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask that you unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Let us put aside our petty differences, Ya Allah. They are Muslim and we are Muslim, Ya Allah. They are believers and we are believers, Ya Allah. You are their Lord and you are our Lord, Ya Allah. You are our Nabi is their Nabi and our Nabi, Ya Allah. Let us unite together, Ya Allah. Bring unity upon the Muslims, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we've sat here the last 8 nights, Ya Allah. We've knocked our necks and our bodies into i'tikaf, Ya Allah. And still we don't see change, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we cannot change in the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, when we are locked in the masjid, Ya Allah, what hope will we have? Oh Allah, our hearts rest between your two fingers, Ya Allah. Just flip it towards obedience, Ya Allah. Just flip it towards obedience, Ya Allah. We ask that you be happy with us, Ya Allah. Please be happy with us, Ya Allah. Please be happy with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you gave the Sahaba Jannah on earth when you said, Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, say that about us as well, Ya Allah. One moment of your mercy, one moment of your happiness, it's our entire akhirah state, Ya Allah. You are great whether we go to heaven or hell, Ya Allah. In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibadak. If you punish us, Ya Allah, in tu'adhibna fa innana ibadak, Ya Allah. It is up to you, Ya Allah. But if you forgive us, Ya Allah, we will eternally be grateful, Ya Allah. We will eternally be grateful, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in this i'tikaf, Ya Allah, we had mothers and women coming every day, hours upon hours, slaving over a hot kitchen stove, Ya Allah, while we were sitting in the comfort of the AC masjid. They were looking at food and tempted to eat, and they had to fast in that state while we were waiting here for our food, Ya Allah. Whoever cooked for us, Ya Allah, cook for them a feast in Jannah, Ya Allah. Prepare them a feast in Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whoever provided the ingredients, Ya Allah, make them be the ingredients for the growth and success of this community, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whoever put down the tarps for us and set up the food and arrangements for us, Ya Allah, arrange for them a palace in Jannah, Ya Allah. Arrange for them a palace in Jannah, Ya Allah. Whoever cleaned up after us, Ya Allah, clean their heart and enter them into a spotless garden of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whoever taught us in i'tikaf, Ya Allah, grant them the teachings and at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, Ya Allah. Whoever sat down and listened to the talks, Ya Allah, grant them the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to learn with them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, such a strange time, Ya Allah. Such a strange time we live in, Ya Allah. That I am supposed to be the imam of this community, Ya Allah. I am supposed to be the imam of this community, Ya Allah. What hope do we have, Ya Allah? A sinner like me is supposed to lead them, Ya Allah. To not hold them accountable, Ya Allah. Give them Jannah, Ya Allah. Give them Jannah, Ya Allah. Forgive their sins, Ya Allah. It is not their fault that I am so deficient, Ya Allah. Give them Jannah, Ya Allah. If they lived 1400 plus years ago, their imam would be Rasulullah. But they have me instead, Ya Allah. So, oh Allah, despite my deficiencies, grant them success, Ya Allah. Grant them success in this world, Ya Allah. Grant them success in school, Ya Allah. Grant them success in work, Ya Allah. Grant them success in everything, Ya Allah. Let the hearts be joined together. Let mothers and fathers come together, Ya Allah. Let husbands and wives come together, Ya Allah. Let children and parents come together, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant them what they seek, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are parents who are seeking children, Ya Allah. Grant them children to be the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. And their parents here who have children, Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes and the happiness and your happiness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, their youth here who are seeking to get married, Ya Allah, they're trying to protect themselves from all the fitna that exists, Ya Allah. Grant them righteous spouses, Ya Allah. Grant them beautiful spouses, Ya Allah. So beautiful that their eyes gaze upon no one else, and so righteous they walk hand in hand into Jannah with them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are people who are sick here, Ya Allah. Grant them complete cure, Ya Allah. You are the one who cures, Ya Ya Allah, cure them completely, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are people who have ridden us, Ya Allah, with cases of schizophrenia, with cases of cancer, with so many cases, Ya Allah, with aunts who are sick and so many who are sick, and there are people who have ridden and asked for dua, Ya Allah. Accept their dua, Ya Allah. Heal the ill, Ya Allah. Heal the ill, Ya Allah. Grant them a complete shifa, Ya Allah. So complete they don't see any signs in the sickness, Ya Allah. And so quick, Ya Allah, by the end of Ramadan, they are completely cured, Ya Allah. From our community, there's people who have passed away, Ya Allah. Grandmothers have passed away. There are figureheads from the East Coast who passed away. One of the dear brothers' community, his father passed away. Oh Allah, people have passed away in our lives, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant their fidos to any hisab, Ya Allah. Oh, our leadership sits here, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant our leadership tawfiq to do exactly what you love and to stay away from that which you dislike, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept their efforts and their sacrifices, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have our volunteers here, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they volunteer their time, Ya Allah. Put barakah in it, Ya Allah. Grant success and guidance through them, Ya Allah. And place them into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, verily we have people who just attend programs, Ya Allah. Let them continue to attend, Ya Allah. Let them fill the masajid, Ya Allah. And then fill Jannah with their bodies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you say in the Quran, that every nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul adhab. That you have said that in the hellfire, you will make the body swell until they have their skins burn off, Ya Allah. And it will grow back so they could taste more punishment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when we have a paper cut, we begin to cry, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when a mosquito bites us, we begin to cry, Ya Allah. How can we take the hellfire burning our skin, Ya Allah? Do not let us ever see hell, or taste hell, or smell hell, or even hear of hell, Ya Allah. Save us from hell, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put this gathering, his family, his friends, his relatives, Ya Allah, all under the shade of your throne, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our wives and our parents, our siblings, they sacrifice for us and our children as well, so we can come to i'tikaf. Reward them for their sacrifice, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us iman that is kamil, Ya Allah. Grant us ihsan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we come here today and we ask, grant us visions of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there's so much we want to ask, but the time is short and the list is very long. Whoever donated, Ya Allah, reward them immensely, Ya Allah. Whoever didn't but wanted to, Ya Allah, but they couldn't, Ya Allah, you know their circumstance. Grant them more wealth so they can donate in the future, Ya Allah. So they can give abundant sadaqah and abundant zakah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask, Ya Allah, that you protect us, Ya Allah, and that you make us amongst those whom you love, Ya Allah, and you make us amongst those whom love you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send our choices, prayers, and blessings upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Reward our teachers, reward our mashaykh, reward our ulama, reward our akabir, our elders. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.